Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with three lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
And that's how you know when and if we'll see Kodai Senga back. Now, before we get to your calls, let's answer the question on everybody's mind. Because everybody thinks about Robert Saleh when something like this happens. And let me explain. Robert Saleh, throughout training camp, had a phrase. And it was a good phrase, despite him being a terrible head coach. And that phrase is, okay, what are you going to do about it?
Now what?
Now what? That was the phrase. Right. Thank you, Robert Saleh from the sky.
Now what?
Now what? It was actually really, really smart. Mm-hmm. If only he was that great coaching, things would have been a lot better. Now what? So, okay, we've discussed the injury. There's uncertainty to it. Some people are freaked out. Some people are calm. Now what?
Now what?
David Stearns told the media, I think we're good. I don't think we're adding anybody. And I am so surprised at the naivete of Tiki Barber.
Why?
To just fully accept.
Why should I not believe what he says?
Why should he say we're in the market for a pitcher? Why would that make any sense when you've got Scott Boras sitting there with a couple of high-end pitchers and other agents sitting there with back-end pitchers where they're waiting for guys to get hurt, thinking that's going to drive the market? Why would you say, he may as well just say, all right, guys, I'm desperate. Please, I need somebody.
Yeah,
like,
but
he wouldn't do that.
Yeah, but that's so obvious. Like, what you're saying is so obvious, it's not even obscuring the fact that they're in the need for pitching.
Even if it's obvious, why say yes, we're going to go get a pitcher? Like, why would you say that?
Because it's not going to change your ability to negotiate with somebody. If they already know you're desperate, you know what I mean?
Yes and no.
We all know that they need pitching. And Scott Boras knows. David Stearns knows.
No. We don't know if they're going to add a pitcher, though. Mm-hmm. We don't know that. There are many inside the Met organization who think they're not going to add a pitcher. Like, it's already come out, like, yeah, probably not going to do anything. Mm-hmm. I'm just saying to you out there, that public line from David Stearns means nothing because he'd be dumb to say otherwise. Like, it wouldn't make any sense for him to say, yeah, we're in the market for a pitcher. Scott, if you're watching, please call me. I have a big sign on my head that says desperate. Like, that doesn't make any sense whatsoever. And you know that.
Oh, of course I do. But I also don't, I also think not saying that we're going after pitching doesn't make you any less desperate. You know what I mean? Like, you know, they're desperate for pitching.
Yeah, but are they going to add another starting pitcher, whether it's a top-end guy or a back-end guy?
Probably not for the $200 million.
Well, hold on. Okay, so they're not adding a top-end guy, which, by the way, I agree that they're not going to, mm-hmm. because I don't believe that an injury that could turn out to be minor would ever cause David Stearns specifically to say, I've changed my mind
right.
on the value of Jordan Montgomery. And by the way, let's not waste our time with Blake Snell. He's not an option. It makes no sense. They're not giving up the draft pick compensation. So for the sake of this, it's Jordan Montgomery. Let's not waste anyone's time. So let's be specific.
Right.
Do you really think that an injury that as of right now they don't know the severity of is going to change their view on Jordan Montgomery and whether they want to give him a five-year, $150 million deal?
No, I don't think so at all.
So I agree with you. Now, I disagree with them because I wanted Jordan Montgomery last week. I wanted Jordan Montgomery last month. So, obviously, my opinion remains the same. I think Jordan Montgomery is a really solid middle to frontline starting pitcher who I think is only getting better, who's proven he can pitch in New York, who's proven he can pitch in the postseason. And more than that, I believe with Montgomery, unlike Blake Snell, the best is yet to come. So, I disagree with the Mets.
Yeah.
But my point to everybody is their opinion is not going to change because of an injury to Kodai Senga in February. If they didn't value Jordan Montgomery at the price point that Scott Boras is asking for, mm-hmm. there's no way that changed.
No, I don't think it did, and I don't think it should. I think they're waiting to see what the real full evaluation is on Kodai Senga. And an MRI is one thing, but it's different evaluations after rest that determine what decision they're going to have to make. So it doesn't help them being rash right now. Now, it, ultimately, if they wait too long, then whoever they bring in is it's such more of a ramping up period. Then it comes to it affects their season. But
well, not only that, they'll be gone. Like these guys are not going to be free agents forever.
I mean, there's still a lot of pitching that's available.
They're going to sign.
I hear you.
Like this, if this was March,
but there's a lot of guys.
I get that
sitting on the market.
I get that, but on March 27th, and this is where you could argue it's a blessing in disguise. On March 27th, there's very few guys you could pick up the phone and call. On February 22nd, mm-hmm. I got a list. In fact, not right now, but a little bit later on. Haven't done it in a while. A Cinco de Evo on the 5 starting pitchers they could add, not named Jordan Montgomery. There are plenty of guys, mm-hmm. but that's unique. That's unique. That doesn't happen most years. So the one thing they're fortunate about is that on February 22nd, there are guys out there. A month from now, there aren't going to be that many
and
guys
I
out there.
Don't think it's rash, Teak, because when you look at the other starters, Severino, injury history, Quintana, injury history. So they have guys in that rotation that could get hurt any minute, yeah, plus Senga. So it's not rash. They need an arm. It's cut, clear, simple.
Well, I know, but all I'm saying, there's a lot of arms.
There's a lot of
like replacement players that are sitting on the free agent list right now.
But keep this.
But Montgomery's the right guy.
No, but here's why. I agree with you, but you're wrong. So let me explain that.
Interesting.
No, I want Jordan Montgomery. I'm not disagreeing with you. Like everything you said about he's the right guy, I agree.
Mm-hmm.
The Mets clearly didn't agree. They haven't pursued him. That's not changing now.
Yes.
That's where we're in disagreement. Now, we can scream and yell into a microphone about it and say, here's why you're wrong. But they clearly don't agree that Jordan Montgomery's worth a 5-year contract. Now, does his price come down? Where the Mets say, oh, we would have signed him anyway, whether Senga was hurt or not, because his price came down to a 3-year deal and we're all over it, I guess.
Mm-hmm.
But my point is, they're not going to change their overall view on Jordan Montgomery because of an injury to Kodai and because of the list of starters that have an injury history. Because guess what? They had injury histories 6 weeks ago. They didn't sign Jordan Montgomery. They had injury histories a week ago. They didn't sign Jordan Montgomery. So we could have an irrational conversation, and I welcome it. If you want to scream and yell about Jordan Montgomery, I agree with you. I'd sign him. My point, which is very rational, is their opinion's not changing because of an injury to Kodai Senga.
And that's where my anger is. It's not, oh, typical Mets, Senga got hurt. My anger is with Stearns, the man from Milwaukee, not getting Montgomery and being like, well, we're not looking at adding a good arm.
You're wrong, actually, because let me just explain this real quick, and then you tell me if I'm right. I disagree with David Stearns. Let's put that aside. I love Jordan Montgomery. I've said it all year. It would be stupid of him to change his opinion on a long-term contract based on what's a short-term injury. That wouldn't make any sense.
Right.
So while I disagree with David Stearns, and I agree with you, Loogie, it wouldn't make any sense as a team president to say, oh, yeah, what I said about Jordan Montgomery 5 days ago, yeah, it changed my mind because of a short-term injury to Kodai Senga. That makes no sense. It's a long-term contract. It's not a one-year deal.
Right.
No, but you're allowed to have a wake-up call and a pivot, and that's in anything in life. You could be wrong on something, and something hits you in the head 5 days later and goes, I totally misread this situation.
No.
And I really thought that Senga was going to be our workhorse.
It's not about the situation. It's about the player. If they don't value Montgomery on a 5-year deal, which, again, I would.
Right.
I'm just saying that would make no sense on their end. If you're running a team to say, oh, wow, Kodai may miss a month, I changed my opinions. Hey, Steve Cohen, please give me $175 million for Jordan Montgomery. That makes sense.
Because you already had this perception about him, right? Whatever it is. Whatever decision they made, you can't change it now. And the other thing that I think general managers, especially ones that manage or that were in small markets, they put so much emphasis on their farm system, on the younger arms, and they want badly to give them a chance. And so until one of these guys that's in their farm system proves that, yeah, we're not ready yet, I think they're gonna exhaust those young arms before they start thinking about giving, whatever Jordan Montgomery or whoever is asking for, Clevinger, even though I don't love him because of his injury history, but all of those guys that are sitting out there, they all have issues. Otherwise, they wouldn't be sitting out there.
That is true. There is no perfect answer out there. Now, right. We'll get to your calls. We'll get to some of the arms that they could add and also the contract that hangs over all of this.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Baseball is back, and so is MLB.tv. Watch every out-of-market, regular season game on your favorite streaming devices. Anywhere, anytime, all season long. Follow the action live or on demand. Track 4 games at once with multi-view mode. And catch up with in-game highlights. Plus, original programs, minor league broadcasts, and local pre- and post-game shows. Go to MLB.tv to start your free trial today. Blackout and other restrictions apply. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.